We still got a shirayim left from the previous sugya of Haviru Derech Halav, and that's what the Totzos Chaim deals with in Simon Yugimel, that Rashi points out that after Haviru Derech Halav, Shigbiyo Lamala Miyud, Chayav Ki Hodar Anche, when later on it is put down. Totzos Chaim understands that over here Rashi is telling us that even though there is the option of within the four amos of the avi of going through Rishus Arabim, to that's part of that of those four amos, or even all of those four amos can be above Yud. However, you're only going to be chayef b'tanai that there was an akira from a makom that was less than Yud, and there's going to be a hanocha on a makom which is less than Yud, namely that you require an akira and a hanocha in Rishus HaRabim proper. I sent you to a whole bunch of Rishonim who deal with this issue on different sides of the options that exist. Within Tosfos in Eruvin on Daf Lamed Gimel, Tosfos quotes the Shita of the Ri, that the Ri understood in the Gemara that the Havamina was that the Eruv would be good, ki boi maisi le derech alav, namely that we can create a situation. We pointed out that the world of Eruv is created ben hashmashos. Ben hashmashos, according to Rebbe, kol mashim yishum shvus lo gazru alav. So if we can put the Eruv on a part of the tree, the natiya of the tree, which would be a karmelis, then it could be brought into a rishus hayachid, and the Gemara is docha no kishar b'mekasfim alav, that we're dealing over there with an area that would have the status of a rishus ha-rabim, and then we'd have an iser de'oraisa. So Tosis asks, but can't we set up a nukimta that you would put it above yud, and then it would be patur because ma'avir lamala miyud, etc. In other words, Tosis takes for granted. His language is inami dechimati le admakom neti yaniach al yodav al aksefa lamala miyud dohamachayev bahazorik ma'avir lamala mehasar haino dafka bedelonach lamala miyud. Namely, that the only time that we're going to have a chiyuv, and if you're ma'avir derech alav, is if you come down below yud. But as long as it remains above yud, we're never going to have a chiyuv. And so Tosis answers no, but calls out that even Rebbe, who says that that which is mishum shvus lo gazru alav ben hashmashos, but there are certain areas that are so close to isurim d'oraisa, nearly kol hanu d'kevan d'kalav al isur d'oraisa, I feel we're Rebbe moded d'gazru. But Tosis is working off of an assumption that if we were able to hold the object above yud in our hand, then we would there would be no chiyuv of ma'aviro derech alav. Similarly, the Rashba on Daf Hey quotes Ikam Rav Avasa the Kasva the Masnis and Afilu Lamala Miyud, and the Rashba says Eino Nira Be'enai Im Haviru Lamala Me'asara V'Hinicha Lamala Me'asara Patur. In Achinami we have a concept of being Ma'avir Lamala Me'asara, but it has to be Munach Lamata Me'asara. Also sent you to the Ritva in Eruvin where he quotes the Rav Moshe Barav Shneir. That Rav Moshe Barav Shneir wants to say that you'd be chayev even if it stays above yud. And similarly, we already had this sheet, if you recall, in Tosos and Daf Kuf Beza Med Aleph in Shabbos, Tosos Daf Vava Med Aleph. Now, that it can remain above yud. Now, to understand what's going on over here, everyone agrees that you require a hanocha b'makom chiyuv. That everyone agrees. Everyone agrees that you require a hanocha within the Rishus HaRabim, which only goes up to Yud. What over here is the issue? When something is in your hand, above Yud, and you're standing on the ground, how do we view that object which is in your hand? Do we say that your hand goes after your body, and your body is below Yud, so it's like the object is below Yud? There's no need to bring it down. The fact that it's in your hand, that's already enough. In other words, again, we saw this in Tosfos on Daf Kuf Beis Amud Aleph Hotzio Bepiv, where he points out, "Oh, the Ma'avir Lamala Miyud Kim Lamata Choshiv Kemunach Rishus HaRabim." Namely, everyone agrees you need a hanocha in Rishus HaRabim. The only question is, do we have to have that physically the object is going to go down into the Avir Rishus HaRabim. That's what we see in Rashi and Tosfos and the Rashba himself, as opposed to the Ika Rav Avosa of the Rashba, as opposed to the Rav Moshe of the Ritva, as opposed to Tosfos, both on Daf Kuf Beis and on Daf Vav, that as long as your feet are on the ground and you're carrying the object, even if your hand is above Yud, it's as though it's on the ground. It's as though it's within Yud. Okay, that's the machlokas that we have over here. The what I sent you to was within the Kuntres. Yes?
Could we just briefly, what is machlokas, the two sides of machlokas?
Yeah, I'm sorry.
I don't remember all these causes of clause rather than.
There we go. Okay. In terms of.
I did look over.
Hefiru Derech is a din of the Ma'ala Miyud. Right? That we have this halacha that you can take an object, and you're Mavir Arba Amos Brishus Harabin, you can carry it above Yud, and that's not considered to be either a hefsek in your malacha, and it's not considered to be as though you're not doing the malacha. We view it as you're doing the malacha. This we learn out from B'nai Kahas, and this is Rava. What does Rava add to B'nai Kahas, or what does B'nai Kahas add to Rava? So I have no idea. In other words, we have both by B'nai Kahas, the sugya later on Daf Tzadi Beis and Aleph, and by Rava over here on Daf Tesamid Aleph, Tesamid Beis, Tesamid Aleph, that it's not a chisaron. If part of the time that we are being ma'avir arba amos b'rishus harabim, that we're going to have a situation where the object will be lemala miyud, as long as it's in your hand. However, the question is, do we say that this has to go down to lemata miyud in order to have a hanacha? In other words, we're assuming when you lifted it from, you know, it's lemata miyud. In other words, you had an akira, and then your ma'avir derech alav above yud. So the question is, does it have to go lemata miyud to have a hanacha, or can it stay lemala miyud? Can it stay here and can you have the hanacha just by standing? Hanachas gufo kanachas teifetz, and it'll be lemala miyud. This is a machlokes rishonim. Here we have Rashi on Daf Tesamid Aleph. We have Tosfos in Eruvin on Daf Lamed Gimel Amid Aleph. We have the Rashba himself in Shabbos on Daf Heyamid Aleph. Here we have the Ika Rabavasa of the Rashba. Here we have the Rav Moshe of the Ritva. The Rashba is in Shabbos Daf Hei, the Ritva is in Eruvin Daf Lamed Gimel. Here we have Tosfos on Daf Kuf Beis Amid Aleph, Tosfos on Daf Vav Amid Aleph in Shabbos, who all say that even if you're holding it above Yud, it's enough. Why? Not that they disagree that you need a Hanocha Lamata Miyud, but you have it. When the object is being held by your hand above Yud, it's as though it's on the karka, because it's part of your body. In other words, you're one organic whole. And so, just like we have shadi nofo basar ikaro by a tree, so we have shadi yado basar gufo by a person. His hand is where his body is. There's no need to actually physically take it down and put it on the ground. It's on the ground. Your hand, your feet are on the ground, your hands attached to your feet, you're one person, that's enough. Okay, this is a machlokas rishonim. Okay. Yes?
If we view the object to be stationary when on the ground, when it gets to the end of the Dalamus, then why don't we say that also horizontally also it didn't actually move? Meaning if vertically it's considered to be below 10 tefachim and without 10 tefachim, because your feet are on the ground, so why don't we say because your feet are on the ground also horizontally it didn't move?
Because we have a Gzeres HaKosuv of Kachaya Masa B'nei Kahas. Okay, all of Hilchos Shabbos are learned out from Dumya de Mishkan. On Daf Tzadi Beis Amid Aleph, Masa B'nei Kahas, they carried the Aron, they carried the menorah above Yud, and that's considered to be Hotzah, that's considered to be Ha'avara. That's what we learn out Malacha from. So it's given that when your feet are on the ground, it's considered to be Ha'avaras Arba Amos. The question is it also considered to be an Akira and a Hanacha? Right? We need three stages in order to be Chayav. You need an Akira, you need a hanocha, and you have to go Dalet Amos. So in terms of the Dalet Amos, Rava paskins, that Lamala Miyud, we paskin, that which was done by Bnei Kahas, that's the rule. That it's not considered to be a hefsek. This is not the equivalent of a stav, of a carmelis, of a makom tur. If your feet are on the ground, the object is above you. This is considered to be havaras arba amos.
Yes. If it's munach by the end, so why don't we consider it just have a hemshift of being munach in the beginning also?
In achinamid, but in other words, you need
by the akira.
According to Rashi and Tosafos and Iruv, the Akira would also be from.
According to the other Rishonim.
According to the other Rishonim, L'chor Hu Hadin. In other words, the Machokis is by Hanoch, L'chor Hu Hadin by Akira. We pointed out sometimes we have Rishonim who say that Dafka by Hanocha you require certain conditions as opposed to Akira. So that may be over here also pointed out in terms of Makom Dalad, if there's in the Sugya of Rebbe. The sugya of Rabbi Akiva, that maybe Hanacha needs Makom Dalet. Who says the Akira needs Makom Dalet? There is room to distinguish, but you know that's a different issue whether we distinguish between the Akira and the Hanacha. But over here, the question is that we have to physically take it down, or can we say that the person is all interconnected?
You're saying Rashi needs you physically need to put it down.
Okay. So this, in other words, again, this machlokes is dealt with in Bedin Lamalame Asar Bishus Harabim, in Simon Yud Gimel of the Totsos Chayim. He points out that according to Waman Do Amar, Kevan de Yaduhu Lamala Lamala Havi Kenoch Lamala Meyud Velo Machayev, Ela Imkein Hoya Hanocha Lamata, Vemakom Chiyuv. Even though the Havara, as Yoni pointed out, the Emtsa was Lamala Yud on this Yachayev, but when it comes to the Hanocha, you need Mamash, right? Or do we say, in other words, that the fact that your feet are on the ground, that's sagi, that's enough to be considered to be hanochas gufa lamata, even though the chepetz is lamata. So this is the machlokes. So the Tosas Chaim wants to bring a raya from a Yerushalmi to the shita of Rashi. I want you to tell me why maybe it's not a raya. The raya is re'e Yerushalmi. This is in Sif Dalet and Tosas Chaim. Re'e Yerushalmi Shabbos Amar Rav Yehuda v'shem Shmuel. Vahu shiyehe yado shel ani betoch asara lekarka. Going back to our first Mishnah, the first Mishnah is talking about the world of Hotzah and Hachnasa. We have the Ashir inside, we have the Ani outside. We say that if the Ashir gives a chepetz to the Ani, right, and the Ani accepts it, right, he puts it in the hands of the Ani, then the Ashir is going to be chayef for the Akira and the Hanacha in the hand of the Ani. Vahu, says the Yerushalmi, Shiyehe yado shel ani betoch asara lekarka. The hand of the ani has to be physically within, right? The ani has to have his hand down within asara lekarka, assuming that this is asara tzvachim. The ani has to have his hand below asara. The usher will take the object out, put it into the ani's hand. Then the usher was chayiv on an Isra d'oraisa, of Hotzah, from Rishus Hayochid to a Rishus Harabim. Yeah. So, L'chora, we see over here that even though the Ani is one physical being, his hand is part of his body, and his feet are on the ground, we say it's not enough to give to the Ani, just hand it to him, and his hand is above Asarat Tvachid. In order to be Chayev, the hand of the Ani has to be below. So he says from over here, we see, L'chora, we have a Raya directly to Rashi, Zekeda As Rashi Zal. Al korchach the sover Yerushalmi the masha munach biyad adam lamala lo have kemunach lamata bekarka diim roken hayanechshav hanocha biyad ani kemunach lamata birushus harabim zekedas Rashi. That's a very very powerful proof. How can you undermine the proof of the Tosas Chaim to Rashi? Is this Yerushalmi really a proof? Yes.
It changes hand. It's somebody else's hand.
More than that, it's more than just his changing hands. What is the function over here of the ani? What? How do we view the ani in this situation? He could have well as just have been a what? He could have been just a table. The ani is simply a passive makom hanacha. And so what could you say? When do the Ikar Rav Ardasa, Moshe, maybe Ibra, Tosfos, when do they say that we view a hand which is above Yud as being on the ground?
When
it's not just a living person, he's also a living person, but when the person
is functioning
as a living person, when a person is walking, he is Mavir, he's acting as a Gavra, right? Then we say, as a Gavra, he's one whole. You can't have a Gavra who's Mechulak to two. But if he's basically a Cheftza, he just happens to be living, but he is simply the Makom Hanacha, so then he's the Makom Hanacha, has to be below Yud, Mainaf Gemina, that he happens to be alive. Namely, in order to be able to view a hand as where his feet are, that's only if we're going to view him as an organic whole. He's an organic whole when he is behaving as an organic whole. When he is behaving as an individual, he's doing the malacha. Then we say that even though he puts it down or he stops when the object is above Yud, it's as though it's all one whole. But if the person is simply a cheftza, he just happens to be a table, he's a chair, right? And he's just a place to put something. So then, it has to be l'gamata miyud. Then we eat the chen, that all of these Rishonim would agree with the Yerushalmi. But that's not the case that we're talking about. Okay? Yes?
Why would a person be a table?
When a person simply serves as a receptacle. He serves, in other words, he is not being oker, he is not being meniach. He's just a makam hanacha. The usher is doing the entire malacha. He's just putting it, he could have put it on a table, he could have put it on a chair, he put it in the hand of the ani. So when you could substitute table, chair for the ani, but a table and a chair can't carry something arba amos.
So
the person who's carrying, that's a person.
So he's passive.
When he is a passive recipient. Again, even this person goes from being active to being passive, but it's the same person. So we say that since we're dealing over here with a gavra, so when he stops, hanachas chayfetz, hanachas guvo, hanachas chayfetz, and even if technically it's above you, it's viewed as being on the ground. But if we're dealing with a person whose whole role is that of the receptacle, right? Then that's not considered to be that's not necessarily a case where we would say that his hand is like his feet. Yeah?
Would be this reference to the bodily as masculine? Would this be so that the hand is the other one's talking?
That who would it be?
Would the bodily be masculine to this?
Yitachen.
I would never say such a thing. I mean, that's a very, very gigantic element of.
Yitzachen, I'm just saying it's not a raya. In other words, this is like the main proof that the Tosas Chaim brings to the side of Rashi and Tosas. It's saying you can neutralize the raya. You don't have to agree with it. You could disagree as well. But I'm just saying it's not a raya necessarily for Rashi and Tosas. The other Yishonim could be Machalik and could agree with it. Okay, the rest of the, pretty much everything else in the Tosas Chaim we saw.
Is the Rashba's case similar to this?
Excuse me?
The Rashba's case, is it similar to this?
The Rashba's case on Dafei. Morva Hasela, Gavoim Yud. Tanya Lekaman Gedesha Gavoa Yud. Afilu Lamalame. Hachanami Afa Bishi Yodo Shaloni Lamalame Yud. Hanosein Litocha. Kiilu Nosein. Birushus Harabim. In other words, in Achanami, correct, right. In other words, within the Rashba does say, right, that Eino Nira. Rav Moshe, in other words, what Yosef is pointing out is that Rav Yosef Meibra really learned the Mishnah that the Ani can have his hand above Yud, and the Rashba says Eino Nira. But even then, it could be Eino Nira because the Ani is only a receptacle.
Well, it does say, doesn't say if you move it from hand to hand, then you need to put it around.
No, you're correct. What?
Doesn't Rashba say that it only works, your hand goes up to the only one he's walking, but if his goof is not walking, even if he moves it, doesn't say that he moves it from Dal Amos from one hand to the other, then you have to put it in Lamata. So you keep it above the hand.
I didn't understand that in the Rashba. So hevira lamala miyud v'hinicha lamala miyud. Hevira doesn't mean from hand to hand. Hevira means he carried it. He carried it lamala miyud, and he stopped, and he remains lamala miyud. That is no good. Okay, I have to check. Okay, let's now move over, with your permission, to the last sugya of the Gemara, to the sugya of Askupa. I just like, you know, as I mentioned to you, that I want to do it a bit out of order, but to a certain degree, there is a method to my badness, because we already dealt with Askupa on the bottom of Chesem Adays, with an Askupa that has certain dimensions. On Daf Chesem Adays, what were the dimensions of our Askupa? The Askupa that we dealt with that was between the Rishus HaYochid and the Rishus HaRabim. It was had the dimensions of a Makom Ptur, being less than Dalet al Dalet. So that we dealt with. What is the status? And we said Shlosh Dam Pturim. In other words, if you mav your from one to the other, etc. Okay? That we had an Isur Drabanan to use the Makom Ptur as a conduit for carrying from Rishus HaYochid to Rishus HaRabim. The other extreme is, what if we have an Askupa with the dimensions of a Rishus HaYochid? What if we have an Askupa that it's a tel, it has a height of 10, it has 4 by 4, that's our Askupa. What is its relationship to the Rishus HaYochid and to the Rishus HaRabim? So here we have the Imhayesa Askupa Gavoa Yud Urachava Dalet. I'm starting with the two dots on Daftesa Med Aleph, about 6 lines from the bottom. Hareze Rishus LaAtzma. Here we find that the Braisa, this is all part of that Braisa of Arba Rishuyos, tells us that just like in the Askupa that had the dimensions of a Makom Ptur, we had limitations midrabanan. We didn't view it purely as a Makom Ptur that you can, you know, where it's take it, give it, etc., that you can't use as a conduit. Here also we have a limitation midrabanan, hareze rishus la'atzma. What does hareze rishus la'atzma mean? Can you carry from a rishus hayochid to this askupa? Certainly not. That you don't need the Braisa to tell us. Can you carry from the rishus hayochid to this askupa? So the statement hareze rishus la'atzma means no. That's what Rashi says. No. Hareza Rishus La'atzma ve'ein metaltelin bo afilu min habayis. Afal pisha shneihem Rishus HaYochid. Wow. In other words, that we're dealing over here with the Rishus HaYochid, which is govel on a Rishus HaYochid, and we're saying you can't carry from one to the other, even though they're both Rishus HaYochid. The Gemara says, Mesayelei, this Brais is a Raya Rav Yitzchak Bar Avdimi, Dam Rav Yitzchak Bar Avdimi, Omer Hoya Rav Meir, fits in very neatly, as Rashi points out, that Rav Meir is the Acherim, and this statement was made by the Acherim. You know that Gemara. No, the Gemara at the end of Horios tells us a story that once Rav Meir and Rav Nasan decided to plot against, I think it was Rav Shimon ben Gamliel at the time, was the Nasi, and they decided to, you know, words to make a coup and kick out the Nasi, and they'd be the Nasi in his place. And he was told about it, and he kicked them out of the Beis Medrash. And the Chachamim, you know, after a bit of time, it was a little, you know, discouraging to have to constantly go outside the Beis Medrash to hear what they had to say about every sugya. So he allowed them into the Beis Medrash with the knas that whenever Rav Meir would be mentioned, it would be with the kinui Acherim. Right? So the Acherim Omrim, the Gemara in Horiyah says that's Rav Meir. There are Tosos all over Shas that point out that we don't always, sometimes we have Rav Meir Omer Kach, Vacherim Omer Kach. So it's hard to say that Rav Meir was a split personality. So Tosas says that maybe he has this theory. I think this is Tosas in Brachos, that maybe the one Rav Meir said something over the name of Rav Elisha ben Avuya, then we'd say Acherim Omrim because he was called Acher. But over here, Pashas Rav Elisha ben Avuya was not the author of Acherim Omrim. Tosas points that out as well. So in any case, but at this point, Shehaya Omer Rav Meir that Acherim say. Kol shemakom shatamotze shtei rishuyos vehein rishus achas kagon amud birishus hayochid gavo ayud v'rachav dalid, that even though both of these, the outer rishus and the inner rishus, are both rishus hayochid independently, osur lekatef alav, you can't carry from rishus to rishus gzeira mishum tel birishus harabim, that we have a gzeira that since had this amud, this tel bin in rishus harabim, you would have a nachiyuv daraisa. The fact that now you have it in Rishus HaYochid, if you get used to putting things there, next thing you know, you're going to put things also on the tel Rishus HaRabim. This was Gzeira Rav Meir, and this is the Askupa that has the dimensions of the Rishus HaYochid. You can't carry from the Bayit to this Askupa because of this Gzeira of Acherim, because of this Gzeira of Rav Meir. What we find over here is that the Gemara and the Rishonim go through all sorts of machinations to try and reduce the situations where Rav Meir would have made his gzeira, to limit this gzeira. So Tosfos over here points out, Omer Ri, the Mibayis La'aliya lo asar Rav Meir l'taltel. Shalayav ha'l'taltel mikach mirshus harabim la'aliya, the minkar mechitzta v'lo'to inchi. It's only by a tell, where the mechitzos are sort of built in to the structure. Masha'enken, if we're dealing with mechitzos that a person sees, that we're dealing with the second story, which is built on top of the first story, the aliyah, where you see the mechitzos, there no one's going to say, well, if I carry from the first story to the second story, I can carry from the Rishus HaRabim to the second story. Lo tawin shibahachi. Dafka tel b'Rishus HaYachid gazar ato tel b'Rishus HaRabim. Deleka mechitzos. The tel has built-in mechitzos. There's nothing that stands up. Ubereish kol gagos, Mefarish Delo Amar Rav Meir, and Tosis says, I'm not making this up to limit Rav Meir. The Gemara in Eruv and Daf Peitesa Medbeis already limited Rav Meir. Lo Amar Rav Meir El Chigon Amud O Amatri Chayim the Kvi. It has to be something like a tel, an amud, an amatri chayim, something that has a sense of permanence. Avolomach Teshu the Dvar Metalatulim, not a kli. It has to have something that has a sense of permanence.
That's two different things.
What? Nachon. Two different limitations. Tosfos says that we already see from the Gemara that we're limiting Rav Meir, so I'm also going to limit it to where mechitzos are nikaros as opposed to mechitzos that are in a nikaros. And then Tosfos points out that we don't paskin like this din of Rav Meir, that we have a beferish mishnah in Eruvin, echad agagos, echad hachatzeros, Rabbi Shimon, that as long as they're one rishus, they're both rishus hayachin, you can carry from one to the other. Okay, the Ritva I sent you to in Eruvin, serves as the Ma'aseif L'Kol HaMachanos. The Ritva serves like a Me'iri over here. He brings in all of the Rishonim who limit the din of Rav Meir. So of course he brings Tosus's limitation, and he brings the Gemara's limitation, but he also brings Rav Oshia Ashkenazi. In the footnote it says that this is from the Piskei Harid. La'afuke Amud Shubabayit Mekureh. That if you're dealing with this amud, which is permanent, and it's an amud that doesn't have its own mechitzos, but it's inside of a house, we're not going to be gozerid onto what's going to go on in the Rishus HaRabim. And then he mentions Tosus's distinction of the Aliyah. He mentions the distinction of the Gemara of the Amat Rechayim, and then he brings also the Das Rabosai Sheyichyu. This L'chora is the Rashba. That the Rashba holds, Hu hadin afilu amud lo asru, elo kishishnei rishuyot dishnei anashim velo irvu. The hashta domi letel v'rishus harabim. The im harishuyos dechad gavra, inami derabim v'irvu leka lamite baha kla. The hacha nishtamesh mirishuso lirishuso. Ubetel zeba lishtamesh mirishus lirishus. That another limitation is that in our Gemara, it's only a Rishus Tnei Atzmo if the bias belongs to Reuven and the Askupa belongs to Shimon. But if the bias and the Askupa belong to Reuven, even though it's a tel, right, which has no machitos nikaros, and even though it's kavua, and even though there is no roof on top, becholzo we would say that we wouldn't make a gzera because people will know this is Reuven and Reuven. This is all Reuven. It would not be similar to the tel. The tel, Birshus HaRabim, it's not a question of ownership, it's a question of dimensions. But we need that we have a certain dissimilarity in order to be able to compare it to the world of tel, where we have the physical dissimilarity. But if there's no dissimilarity at all on the level of ownership, no. What's pushing the Rashba over here? So what he points out in the middle is that the problem was, if we were to pass like Rav Meir, what would be the heter to take a book from a bookcase on Shabbos? Namely, the bookcase is a tel. It's permanent. It's more than 10 tefachim high, right? It's, how would that be different than the askupa? So that's why he brings in all of these conditions. Well, the bookcase is normally in your house. Even if the bookcase would be on your porch, but the porch belongs to you, the bookcase belongs to you, etc. Namely, that Rav Meir was not attempting to change our whole life on Shabbos. Tosfos answers the problem by saying we don't pass like Rav Meir. Okay, but even Rav Meir, according to the Ritva, took books out of bookshelves on Shabbos. In other words, that this was a din that would only apply to very limited situations, as opposed to the rule that we're saying a rishus within a rishus. We could find hundreds of such examples of a rishus within a rishus. That was not the intent of Rav Meir. Yeah. You're asking in terms of the dual ownership?
I'm saying it's supposed to be a rye for Rav Yitzchak.
In the Gemara itself. The Gemara itself, Rav Yitzchak pointed out that any time that we have a reshus within a reshus, namely that you have a reshus hayachid, for example, with walls around it, and then you have a cabinet in this reshus hayachid that has the dimensions of 10 high and 4 by 4, you can't carry from one to the other. Kagon amud berishus hayachid begova yud, etc. In other words, why? Because if you carry from the house to the dresser, to the cabinet, next thing you know, you're going to carry things in rishus harabim and put them on top of a tel. So what the Rishonim tried to do was to limit this. We're not talking about a cabinet in a house. We're talking about an askupa. Right, and we're talking about an area which would be similar in its dimensions to a tell that we would confuse with a tell, but within a house, either because the house has a roof, or because it belongs to one person, etc. That far, Rav Meir didn't go. Okay, now let's go back to the beginning of the sugya. We dealt so far with two types of askupa, and now we have acherim omrim askupa mishamesh shtei rishus. This acherim omrim is not the Acherim are cholik on anything we said up to now, or anything we said beyond now. But the Acherim are simply adding another din and askupa, another situation within the world of askupa, that askupa mishamesh shtei rishus. That sometimes an askupa can be a kilayim. It can have a dual status. What does that mean? So the Acherim explain. Bizman shapetach patuach kilifnim. Petach na'ul kilachutz, that this askupa, this entranceway to a rishus hayachid, this askupa, when the doors to that rishus are open, then the askupa will have the status of a rishus hayachid. When the doors are closed, the askupa will have a status of rishus harabim, and then the acherim continue with. Is that the end? I'm sorry. Period. That's the acherim, right? That's a statement of acherim. Now the question is, how do we understand what is going on over here in this acherim? Here we have a complex sugya, okay, a little complicated sugya, and so right. So we'll try and take it first according to Rashi, okay? According to Rashi,
I can erase what you have on the board.
Rashi points out we can have an askupa in one of two situations. We can have an askupa to a house, or we can have an askupa to a mavui. Rashi understands that the Gemara is assuming we're talking about an askupa to a mavui until we hit Rav Ashi. Until then, we're dealing with an askupa to a mavui. What does that mean? Here we have a mavui. Okay, that has a mavui satum with three sides. We pointed out that according to most Rishonim Midoraisa, what's the status of this mavui? Is the rishus hayochid? It has three machitzas. Three machitzas is enough to be rishus hayochid. The Rambam says rishus hayochid needs four machitzas, but the Rambam agrees that even though it's not a rishus hayochid Midoraisa, you can carry here Midoraisa, even according to the Rambam. Okay, so you can carry here. This Midoraisa is a place you can carry. However. This mavui many times opens up to a rishus harabim. For the sake of convenience, I'm going to call this a rishus hayachid, even though, again, according to the Rambam, it's not exactly a rishus hayachid. Okay, so Rabbanan say we need we're afraid you're going to carry from the rishus hayachid to rishus harabim. We need a tikkun in order to be able to allow you to carry. There are two types of tikkunim that we can make for this mavoi, so you can carry within the mavoi. Why would you want to carry within the mavoi? Because here you have a chatzer, and here you have a chatzer, and here you have a chatzer. And this chatzer has a house, and this has a house. And the question is, the people in these houses can carry in their chatzer, so that requires an eruv chatzeros. Can they carry into the mavoi? So that requires also an eruv, but beyond an eruv, requires something physical. That physical thing, which is going to allow you to carry in a mavoi, is one of two possibilities, either a lechi or a korah. The lechi is something from standing on the side of the entrance to the mavoi that would serve either as a heker, remind people, ad kan hamavoi, right? And beyond this is a rishus harabim, or it would serve as a mechitza. And once it serves as a mechitza, so then you have four walls, and that's even a rishus harabim, according to the Rambam. So we have one option is the lechi, or we have a korah, a beam going across the entrance that would serve also either as a heker or as a machitza. There's a machokis in the Gemara. What's the function of the lechi? What's the function of the korah? There are two dais on each of them. Each of them could be a heker. Each of them could be a machitza. Okay, so we're talking about a mavui, but this mavui has an iskupa. What does that mean? That it doesn't go straight into the Rishus Harabim, but rather we have like this entranceway over here into the Rishus Harabim. Okay? So this is the iskupa of the Mavui. This is the Mavui, and here we have the iskupa, and here we have the Rishus Harabim. Okay? Again, these lines doesn't mean you can't walk here. I'm just showing you that this is the area of the iskupa, that the mavui is narrowed out a little bit, and you get move over into the Rishus Harabim. And so comes along Acherim, comes along Rav Meir and says that this iskupa, it depends. When everything is open the way it is currently, we'll view this iskupa as a Rishus Hayachid. But if we have over here doors, that can be closed. And when these doors are closed, then this iskupa is going to have the status of a Rishus Harabim. So the Gemara starts off by talking about, let's assume the doors are open. Let's assume these doors are open. They're open all the way, in other words, to the wall. The doors are open. We say this iskupa is a Rishus Hayachid. So the Gemara asks, Af al-gav deles lei lechi? What is this question? V'ha'ama Rabbi Chama Bar Guri Amar Rav Tocha Pesach Tzarech Lechi Acher Lehatiro. The Gemara is assuming that this mavui, people were carrying in this mavui. This mavui had to have a lechi. Where was this lechi? So here it's unclear. Either we'll say that this askupa itself, that this blita, this is the lechi. This is the lechi, or that they put a lechi actually over here or over here. You don't need a lechi on both sides. A lechi on one side. So, but the lechi, the Gemara assumes, only works for the bnei hamavui. Namely, let's assume the lechi is a heker. Who's going to see the lechi over here in this little corner? The people of the mavui. Or if it's a machitza, it's going to cut across over here before you get to the iskupa. So whether the lechi is a heker or whether the lechi is a machitza, it doesn't cover the askupa. It covers the mavoi, not the askupa. The lechi would be over here. And didn't Rav Chama Bar Guria tell us that tocha pesach, namely this askupa, if you want to be matirit, we have to put a lechi over here. That the people in the mavui, even when they're in the askupa, they'll see this lechi, and this lechi would serve either as a heker, don't walk into Rishus Harabim, or as a mechitza, and the mechitza would be, in other words, after the askupa. How can you carry within this askupa, how can we view this askupa as a Rishus Hayachid if the lechi is only over here? Or if it's only, even without a post, if we view this corner as the lechi. The lechi is only matir lifnim. Not lachutz, from the peh lechi v'lithnim, not lachutz, we need another lechi. So how did Lacherim say that this askupa, when the doors are open, you can carry here, I The lechi is this piece, this corner over here. And this corner is only matya the mavu, it's not matya the eskupa. Yes?
Why couldn't you just have one lechi on the outer side, and that, then everything would be all right?
That everything would be fine, but the problem is not mentioned over here. That's the problem. Acherim orim eskupa.
Why is it one lechi in the right place enough?
Because it's assumed that this corner, as I'm saying, this corner would be the lechi. It's built. It's a built-in lechi. That someone in the rishus in the mavoi would see that there is this corner over here, and this corner would be the equivalent of the lechi. So, in order to carry the skufa, you have to build a lechi acher over here.
I mean, that's the only built lechi.
Right. So, and that is not mentioned by acherim. So the Gemara says, continues and points out. V'chi tema de les be dalid al dalid. Maybe we'll solve our problem by saying that the dimensions over here of the askupa are those of a makom p'tur, and that's why we say you can carry there. Ha'amar Rabbi Chama Bar Guri Amar Rav Toch Pesach Afal Pisha Ein Ba Dalet Al Dalet Sarach Lechi Acher LeHatiro. That midrabanan, if we have over here this Pesach Patuach, even if this were to be a makom p'tur, but we'd still need the lechi. So how can Acherim say the askupa you can carry in? What do you mean the askupa you can carry in? You need a lechi over here in order to be able to carry. So the Gemara says, Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav, Hocha ba'askupas mavui askinan. According to Rashi, this was known all along, right? Rashi points out the word is kida ka'amris. We haven't changed our case. We're talking about askupas mavui. However, what we're moving over to is the world of kora, chetzia makura v'chetzia eina makura. Namely, within the world of lechi, we're stuck. Within the world of lechi, our assumption is that the lechi is only matir the mavui. It's not going to be matir the askupa unless we have its own lechi. So we can't work with the world of lechi. There's no way of understanding why petach patuach would be mutter to taltel kan if we're dealing with a lechi. So let's move over to the world of korah. We're dealing with the world of korah. And the case is chetzio mekura v'chetzio eino mekura. Now let's draw our askupa over here. This is our askupa. Right here is the mavui. And here is the askupa. And here is the Rishus HaRabim. And we're dealing where this askupa, let's assume, would have an airspace let's read the Gemara first. Chetzio mekura v'chetzia eina mekura v'kiryo klape pinim. Petach patuach kilifnim, petach na'ul kilachutz. We have our kora over here. This is our kora above, right? Looking down from above. Our kora covers the inner part of the askupa. And in this situation, when the doors are open, then you are allowed to carry under the kora. That's what we mean by saying that the petach patuach kilifnim dami. However, when the doors are closed, you can't carry under the kora. That's the way Rashi understands Rav Yehuda. Why is that? Let's look in Rashi. Hacha ba'askupas mavui askinan. Kideka amris, as we pointed out. Avoloba mavui shechshiru bolechi. That's the difference between the beginning of the Gemara and Rav Yehuda. Ela ba'mavui shechshiru bekora. V'koras ha'mavui shir rechava tefach b'perakama de'eruvin. V'ha'askupa v'ovi ha'pesach mistama rechavim heim. Nimtza chetzio shel ovi ha'pesach mekura. V'chetzio eino mekura. Ukigon. Shehiniach ha'kora klape penim l'tzad ha'mavui. So far, that's our picture. Hilkach. Petach patuach kilifnim. Michud ha'chitzon shel kora v'lifnim. Namely, the difference between the kora and the lechi is that the lechi was only matir from the inner part, the inner corner of the lechi. If this is the lechi, only from here in are you matir. The kora is matir from here in. Okay? That the lechi is matir from the inner part, and the korah is matir from its outer part. Why make that distinction? So he points out, I can give you two reasons. V'savar la kamanda amar mutar lehishtamesh tachas hakora. And once the korah is matir from its outer part, it means that you can now carry under the korah. O mishum ta'am hahekera milabar kidemafaresh pluktayu be'eruvin. I mishum dekorah mishum machitza darinan chuda hachitza yorid besoseh. That the heter over here of carrying under the korah can be understood whether we view korah as a heker or whether we view korah as a machitza. If it's viewed as a heker, as opposed to the lechi, which is simply this spindly little stick which is stuck to the side of the wall, that there we say that the heker would only be to the people in the mavoi. The korah is a heker even for the people walking milabar and the rishus harabim, and therefore they, in other words, the korah is already seen from here. The heker is at this point, or if it's a machitza, here's where it comes down. Here's where we have pitikra yored v'sosa. So whether it's a heker or whether it's a machitza, it's from this point, not from this point. The lechi is only from here and inwards. The korah is from here and inwards. So this is, when the doors are open, there's a part of the askupa, not the entire askupa, a part of the askupa which has the status of rishus hayachid. Namely, you can carry in the mavui and the askupa in the part which is covered. However, pesach na'ul, the moment that you close the door, hadelet shokeif bifnei ha'askupa ha'penimis. If you were to close the door again over here, that here you're going to have a delet, and it's going to close off the mavui. Then, hadelet shokef bipnei haskupa pinimis kol haskupa chutz ladelet ke lachutz. Then it has a status of the rishus harabim va'afilu tachas hakora dekevan de nistam hamavui batrala kora. Namely, it only had the din of korah, be it a heker, be it a machitza, because it served as the matir of the mavoi. The moment the mavoi is closed off, so it's a nothing. It doesn't. There's no din that you can carry under the korah. It's not a korah. Mevata le korah, v'leko lemeimar yorid v'sosem, and we can no longer say, but let's say we have a pitik or yorid v'sosem, and we have this imaginary wall coming from the corner of the korah. The kol machitza she'en bo chalal machitza dalid einan machitza. When the korah was open to the mavui, so then all the area of the mavui related to the korah, so you had a korah that had a chalal dalid related to a makom, so you could say pitik or yori v'sose. When we close the doors, the mavui doesn't exist any longer. All we have is this korah of two tfachim wide. Period. Nothing. You can't say pitik or yori v'sose on two tfachim. You need a makom. You don't have a makom under the korah. V'lo shayecha be toras gud achis v'chulei, etc. Okay, this is Rashi's pshat so far in the Gemara. There's going to be another answer, that of Ravashi, but we're not going to deal with that up to, at this point. Okay, so far we want to understand Rav Yehuda. Yes.
It's not clear why lechi was rejected.
Lechi was rejected because a lechi can only be matir from. If this, the lechi is over here, whether we view this corner itself as the lechi, or we add a little stick over here, it's only matir from here and inwards. Whether the lechi is a heker, it's a heker to the people in the mavui. If it's a machitza, it's a machitza across the boundary between the mavui and the askupa.
So put a machitza at the end of it.
Fine, but Acherim didn't say that. Acherim said that when the door is open, automatically the askupa has the status of rishus hayachid. You can carry the askupa. That's what the Gemara asks on Acherim. If you want to be able to carry the askupa, you have to put a lechi here.
But Acherim also didn't say anything about a korah either.
What?
But Acherim also didn't say anything about a korah.
No,
either.
We're dealing with a mavui. The askupa, again, according to Rashi, we're dealing with a mavui. A mavui has to have a lechi or a korah. But the lechi and the korah of the mavui is where the mavui and the askupa meet. So the lechi is going to be over here, the korah is going to be over here. So at first the Gemara thought maybe the Acherim is talking about a case where we have a lechi, that the Gemara rejects. It says, well, maybe we're talking about a case where we have a korah, and you can carry under the korah. To carry under a korah, we need a rule of pitik reyor v'sosei. We have that. Because if the left, if the korah is a machitza, that's the machitza. If the korah is mishum heker, so this is the heker. And in terms of saying pitikra, the whole area of the mavi relates to this korah. So we have an area of arba arba, so we can say pitikra yorid visosin. Namely, that we can be machir this part of the askupa. Again, the weak point of Rashi is that when the acharim said askupa kilifnim, it means under the korah, not the entire askupa. Only under the Korah. That's what Rashi says. Here's where the Ramban and the Baal HaMor disagree with Rashi. Okay, but so far we understand Rashi. Lechi, we'd have to put the Lechi here, and that's not mentioned by the Acherim. The Lechi, which is Matir, the Mavui, is here. The Korah is here. So the Lechi won't help us. The Korah will help us for the area of the Korah. Let's look, if you'll turn to the... Well, if you have the Chidushim of the Ramban, let's first see the Chidushim of the Ramban. It's somewhere here. In the Chidushim of the Ramban, it's actually called, it's four lines. I can read it to you. Hoda Piresh Rashi Zal. Vahoda Kamrin and Vakirui Klape Pnim Pesach Patuach Lefnim Michuda Hachitzon Shokora Lo Machuvar Klal. That's not what Acherim say. You can only carry under the Korah. The Kula Askupa Mashma. In other words, when we have a Korah, even though Rashi's correct in the Ukimta, the Korah only goes over part of the Machitza, part of the Askupa, the Gemara says that, right? The Gemara says that Hachaba Chetzio Mekura. The Gemara says we're dealing with the case of Chetzio Mekura, but Acherim were matir to carry in the entire Askupa, even the part which is not Mekura. Ubi Yerushalmi calls Man Shapetach Patuach Kula Kalifnim. Vahata'am, but what's the reasoning? Rashi's reasoning we understand. We have the pitikra yored besosein. We have the heker from the point of the of the outer side of the korah. What would be the svar to say the entire askupa would be mutar? He says vahata'am the hoil vahutra miktsasa shel askupa hutra kula the ha'ika hekera tuva kemefureshet kedem. Dika hekera tuva de mufreshet mirishus harabim hi kula askupa v'lo osi la'afuke l'chutz. Namely, that the moment that the people of the rishus harabim see this korah, they know that were they to turn the corner, they would be moving over into a rishus hayachid, and therefore this heker over here, we assume that korah mishum heker is a heker not only to the people of the mavui. It's a heker milabar. It's a heker to the people of the Rishus HaRabim. And it doesn't have to be over here at the exact end. A korah is a korah. A korah is something that people see. The moment they see that within this indentation we have a korah, they'll know not to carry from the Rishus HaRabim into here. And so we go back to our doraisa. Mida oraisa. Again, we have over here our mahui. So here we have one wall. Here we have one wall. Here we have our third wall. Mida oraisa, this is a rishus hayochid. Our problem is that it's an askupa of the mavui. So the korah, the same way that the people in the mavui will realize don't carry into rishus harabim, the people in the rishus will realize don't carry into the askupa kula. That's what the Ramban says. So we have over here hekera tuva. Yes?
So, if the chash is not mishum hekera, but is mishum the chaser mechitzos,
Pitikra won't help us over here. Right. However, the Baal HaMor has a much more radical perush. If we turn to the Baal HaMor, V'ukme, from the words of V'ukme Rav Huna, it's on in the classic edition, it's on Daf Gimel Amud Beis, the second line. In the editions that I have it differently, it's about the seventh line of the Baal HaMor. V'ukme Rav Huna bas kupas mavui she'ein hechshero b'lechi. The hava mina we're talking about a hechshero of a lechi. Now we move over. No, ela b'kora. V'hakora mutar lishtamesh tachteha. So far, so good. V'kevon shehakora hi al mikzas ha'akupa. He moshechet ma shebachutz lifnim. Calls man shehapetach patuach. The Baal HaMor says, what over here is the mechanism? You can carry, as Rashi said, under the korah. Once you can carry under the korah, moshechet mashe bachutz, even the area outside of the korah is pulled in kalifnim. Kol zman shehapetach patuach. As long as the petach is patuach, and this korah serves as a machshir for the mavui, so he said that it's also machshir the part which is uncovered. V'hainu da'arminan chetzio mekur v'chetzio eina mekur v'kiriyu kapei pnim lav davka chetzio el lomar she'ena korah magas l'sfas hachitzona shel askupa v'af al pi kein. Even though the korah doesn't cover the entire askupa, it can only cover one tefach. Kevan shehichshir hamavui v'korah u'miktas askupa tachas hakorah, the moment that the korah serves as being machshir the mavui, and that allows us to carry under the korah, yesh ba koach ba hakorah hamateret, such a korah, which is the matir of the mavui, limshoch af ma shechutz lifnim, kol zman shehapetach patuach. As long as the door is open, so this korah gives us the power, that korah has the power of including even the uncovered area as considered to be part of the heter of Tachas HaKorah. This is not Rashi. Rashi says the uncovered area is not. It's not the Ramban. The Ramban speaks about a Heker Tuva for B'nai Rishus HaRabim. This is a din similar to what we saw by Chorei Rishus HaYachid. Chorei Rishus HaYachid don't have the dimensions of Arba al Arba and Mechitzos of Ten. But they're Mesunaf. They are Nigrar after the Rishus that they're part of. In other words, we have this concept of grera, that we can have something which by itself is not, doesn't have the proper conditions, but it's nigra, it's pulled by that which does have the proper conditions into the world of give its status to even that which is not necessarily doesn't necessarily have the right conditions. In other words, we can have something which, if we were standing on its own, we would not be able to give it a certain status, but since it's connected to something larger than itself, halachically, it pulls along that status. So just as if we spoke about previously, yodo basar gufo, nigrar, right? We have a concept of greira, that we view a hand as part of the body, we view the entire askupa as being tachas hakora, that the hechsher of the kora covers not only the mavui, it covers the entire askupa. That's what the Baal HaMor says. Okay, that's how you have to say it. I'm just telling you that's what he says. We have over here the halacha lemaisa. The Baal HaMor and the Ramban say the same thing, but for very different reasons. The Ramban is that when the person standing in the Shus HaRabim sees this kora, he won't cross this boundary over here. And that's why you can carry over here, because there's no problem of we're not afraid that someone's going to carry over this boundary. That's the heker of the the Baal HaMor says no, that the hechsher of the mavui is machshir also the entire askupa. It's nigra. It's considered to be dragged along. It's again with other examples we've seen chori rishus hayachid yadar basar gufa gorir, that we have these situations of a halachic grera. Yes?
It
doesn't say. Doesn't say. It's irrelevant according to him, what the heter is.
It also doesn't say why it's better than the lechi. Why would it be better? Does he say why it's better than the lechi?
Yeah. Previously he pointed out that the lechi is only, in other words, is only matir.
You can't be
goyer
the lechi. You can be
goyer
the korah.
The lechi, okay. In other words, but the korah begins. You see, if you had I didn't want to get into this currently. There's the halachos between avayi v'rava that we'll see in Tosfos as to whether bein halachayim. If you have a lechi here and a lechi here, does that allow you to carry between the two lechayayim? Abaye says, no. Our sugi is assuming no. Namely, the lechi is only matir the mavui. It's not matir the area between. The korah is matir tachas hakorah. That's the difference. Once the korah is matir tachas hakorah, then we have the greira. The lechi is only going to be matir the mavui. It's not going to be matir the askupa at all, even bein alechayayim. If you were to build the lechi this way and this way, you couldn't carry between the two lechayayim, according to our sugya. It's a machokas avayi v'rava. Our sugya is assuming, Tosas raises this issue, that you can't carry bein alechayayim. The lechi is only going to work to be machshir the mavui. So the lechi is one directional. The korah is machshir the mavui, and you can carry under the korah. Once you can carry under the korah, according to Rashi, that's it. Carry under the korah, that's the Gemara. According to the Ramban, once you can carry under the korah, the heker is for B'nai Rishus HaRabim. You can carry here as well. According to the Baal HaMor, once you can carry under the korah, the entire area of the askupa is nigrar to the korah.
Maybe the Baal HaMor would agree that if you had a lechi over there and a lechi over there, like the Hava Mina in the Gemara in the beginning, right? Because that's what's not mentioned, but maybe that would be nigrar too.
You don't need nigrar. If we would have had a lechi over here, so this lechi would be machshir the askupa. But we don't have a lechi over here. That's not an option.
What mechanism?
It would work via lechi, that the lechi serves as a heker or as a machitza. The machitza would be here, the heker would be here.
What if the lechi was there for you?
Ah, that's the Tosas Yishanim raises. Get to it. Okay, you're a chavit Tosas Yishanim. Right? In other words, what Aaron is pointing out, according to Rashi, just an aside of it, because he mentioned, otherwise I never would have said it. According to Rashi, what's the uniqueness of this korah? You can carry under the korah. So had the lechi been here, you could have carried in this area. So why did the Gemara have to move from a lechi to a korah? Could have just moved the korah, moved the lechi to the middle. That's Tosfos Yeshayim's question. It's a powerful question on Rashi, okay? Because it's not a question on the Baal HaMor and the Ramban, because their chiddush is even the part which goes beyond you can carry. But according to Rashi, you can only carry under the korah. So simply move your lechi, and that would solve all the issues. Okay, but that we're not talking about currently. We'll get to that. Not today. Okay. What happens when you close the doors? So we saw, according to Rashi, when you close the doors, this is no longer a korah. You can't carry under the korah. There's no pitikra. There's no makom. You can't carry it all in the askupa. What about according to the Baal HaMor? So here, the Baal HaMor says, frighteningly. Let's just continue. Another line in the Baal HaMor. The Baal HaMor says, Avo bizman shapesach no'ul, when we close the doors, nechleka ha'askupa, we break the askupa into two parts. V'na'ase ma'ashe lifnim kelifnim, u'ma'ashe bachutz kelachutz. And then you can carry under the korah. You can't carry under this area. Namely, that according to the Acherim, when the doors are open, you can carry the entire askupa. When the doors are closed, you can still carry under the korah. You just can't carry in this area that was nigra, that previously was open. That's what the Acherim say. Bizman shapetach patuach, then, in other words, the askupa, the whole askupa is kelifnim. When the Pesach is na'ul, ma'asha lefnim lefnim, ma'asha bachutz lachutz. Then the askupa is divided into two. The Ritva says,
what he's saying is that the greira is dependent on the
heter mavud.
It isn't that you just look at the
tigra. 100%. Correct. The Ritva says, we have over here a double machlokas between Rashi and the Baal HaMor. When the doors are open, so according to Rashi, you can carry tachas hakorah. And according to the Baal HaMor, you can carry in the entire askupa. Right? When the doors are closed, so according to Rashi, you can't carry at all. Nowhere. And according to the Baal HaMor, you can carry tachas hakorah. The Ritva looked at this machlokas and said, in this first machlokas, I'll agree with the Baal HaMor. That's mashma from the Gemara, that Dolosos Pesuchos, you can carry in the askupa. But in the second machlokas, I have to agree with Rashi. How in the world, if Tlosos Ninolos, Tlosos Ninolos, this Korah turns back into a pumpkin? It's no longer a Korah, it's no longer a carriage. It's not, it's, in other words, you can't play magic. In other words, you can only play magic when you're dealing with a Korah. So then you want to say, Tachas a Korah, Gorer, Vachul, Vachul. When the doors are closed, that's midnight, that's it, that's Gemardo. The whole thing is finished. This is simply a piece of wood. You can't carry under a piece of wood. There's no Pitikra Yorid Vesosein. There's no area of Arba al Arba. How in the world can the Baal Hamor say you can still carry under the Korah?
The paradox is the only way you can carry is by opening the doors. Climb over.
Okay. That's nighttime. So the Ritva points out that Lefikach Pirish Rashi quotes Rashi, he quotes the Baal Hamor, and he says that Lefikach Nochem Kimforesh Haraz HaLevi Shafilu Ma Shomeh Chutz LeKorah KeLefnim Kevan DeKorah Zol LaHakshir HaMavo Hiba Gam LaHakshir Tachteha Kol HaSkupa HiMakom Echad Nigra Ma Shebachutz KeLefnim Kevan Shakorah Bitachat Mikzas Materes HaKol Hovel VeGavoa etc. Avo Ma Shepirish HaRaz, that which the Reb Zerachia, that which the Baal Hamor Petach Noel KeLechutz Ma SheChutz LeKorah SheMegula Eino Nochem Kevan Shein DeKorah Arba Tvachim Ein Roy Lomar Bad Pitikra Yor Vesosein Kedekos of Rashi. Very powerful. The Ritva says that here we see a machlokas. We can hear Rashi is the minimalist and the Baal Hamor pulls the greira. But over here, once the doors are closed, finished. Gemara, there's no korah. Rashi is 100% correct. How can you carry under a korah if the mavo is closed? This isn't a korah hamachshira. So here we have to understand the Baal Hamor. Okay, that's our challenge. Trying to understand. How did the Baal Hamor allow for carrying under the Korah in a situation where the Drosos are Nin'alot? So let's take it a priori, right? That one could say theoretically three options, and then we'll try and figure out which of these options the Baal Hamor really says.
Well, the Baal Hamor doesn't seem to use
One is that the Baal Hamor really is based on Pitikra, and there are no limits. Pitikra would even be with no makom. You don't need a makom. Just you have a korah pitikra, nothing to do with hechsher mavui, nothing to do with anything. You have this little awning, right? We'll say pitikra yori v'sosem, even if the awning is a tefach wide, maybe that's a possibility. It doesn't say not that way. It doesn't talk as Yishaya mentioned. It doesn't talk about pitikra. The other option is we say that pitikra needs a makom arba. Let's view the whole askupa as makom arba. In a chinami, under the askupa is only tefach, shnei tefachim, three tefachim, right? But maybe we'll view the askupa, here it's ninal, right? It's ninal. So we can't take into account the mavui. So our makom arba will be the area outside. And somehow the pitikra will work because we have a makom, even though not the entire makom is under. It would be difficult. Okay, I don't like that direction at all. But the third alternative is much more audacious, but, you know, maybe we can say it. Third alternative is, what allowed us to use Pitikra previously? We had a makam of the Mavui. Now we have these doors. So we'll say closing the doors doesn't detach the korah from the mavui. The korah still relates to the mavui even when the doors are closed. What it can't do, it can't be matir the mavui. The heter of the korah is matir a mavui as a heker, as a machitza. That can't work when the doors are closed. And therefore, since we don't have a heter of the mavui, we don't have the greira. However, the mavui still serves as the makom of the korah. The korah, we can still have a pitikra yorid v'sosin because pitikra yorid v'sosin needs a makom. But we have the makom, the mavui. The mavui is closed. That's temporary. It's closed now. It's going to be open in the morning. In other words, that we never totally detach the korah from the mavui. What happens when you close the difference between opening doors and closing the doors is that when the doors are open, the korah is machshir the mavui. When the korah is machshir the mavui, then we have a din of greira. When the doors are closed, in achinami, the korah is no longer machshir the mavui. There's no din of greira. But it's still connected to the mavui in regards to the fact that this is still called a korah over a makom of arba al arba, we can still say pitikra yored nesosin. One of these lechora is the explanation of the Baal Hamor. Either that you don't need a makom, or we have the makom going beyond the korah towards Rishus HaRabim, or no, that but we that really the closing the doors only breaks the hechsher. That this korah is no longer machsher the mavui, but it's still considered to be a korah that relates to the mavui.
We're dealing with an askupa that's less than Dalad.
The askupa itself is. We're back to Dalad al Dalad. The askupa is Dalad al Dalad.
Yeah.
We had a havim and we're dealing with lechi. Maybe we'll solve the problem by speaking about a small askupa that we rejected. It wouldn't change anything. We're dealing. In other words, it doesn't have any height. It's not the. But it's Dalad al Dalad. It's not the previous makom p'tur. Yes, I'm sorry.
The time we had that we said that Balor could have a Rashi, that the Gemara's Lashon Pesach Pasuach Kelefnim sounds like the whole Askupa is Kelefnim. We could have the same time on the Balamo or on Pesach Nau Kelechutz, Pashma, that the whole Askupa would be Kelechutz. In the same way that Rashi is Mechal between under the Korah and the outside of the Korah, when it's open,
you're correct. You're correct. Now, it's taking the Shita of the Ritva would be the best of the both worlds. When the doors are open, the sky is the limit. It's all mutar. When the doors are closed, it's all aser. That's the nicest way. Okay, but you know, it's Rashi. You know, it's Lishitato makes sense. In order to say the Shita of the Ritva, you have to assume there's this din of Greira that we haven't yet seen. And the Ramban himself doesn't, you know, we only find it in the Baal Hamor. The Baal Hamor comes to it because of the language of the Gemara, because kol shebelifnim kelifnim, the kol, right? But the Baal Hamor himself, you know, clearly says that when the doors are closed, we break the askupa into two parts. You're right. In other words, that this would, in the language of the Gemara, the Ritva is the neatest of the Shitos.
The problem with Rashi is that in Sugyat Chaveras, he held that you say love with it.
Lovud is lovud, but you know where it's Pitikra Yorid Vesosim. I hear what you're saying. It's a good to hear. Okay. Just as sort of coming attractions for next year. Next year, B'li Neder, I think, will be the last year. What we're up to currently is the Rambam. Maybe we'll deal with the Rambam just now, briefly. I sent it to the Rambam. The first three halachos that I sent you to are simply background, right? How do we define a mavui? How are we matur a mavui? You know, we have the possibility of korah, we have the possibility of lechi. Okay. And then that's in Perek Yud Zayin. And then he brings Ochiyud Aleph, Mutar l'taltel b'mavui tachas hakora, o bein halachayayim, b'medra amurim shehu samach l'rishus harabim, which is the case of our Gemara. If we have samach l'karmelis, then we have a different issue of matzah min esmino v'nir. The Rambam. The Rambam doesn't at all mention our sugya of askupa anywhere within the context of Perek Yud Zayin. On one hand. On the other hand, the Rambam does say something which is against what our sugya was assuming. Namely, our sugya had a move from Lechi to Korah. Something pushed the sugya to move from Lechi to Korah. According to all the Rishonim in our sugya, what pushed it to move from Lechi to Korah was the fact that a Lechi is only going to be inward, and the Korah, we can speak about Tachas HaKorah. So I pointed out that according to our sugya, if we were to build a Lechi along the walls of the Askupa, it wouldn't help, because the Lechi only is inwards. That's what we call Bein HaGachayayim. The Rambam says black and white, muta letalta b'mavui tachas hakora, o bein halachayayim. This din of bein halachayayim in Eruvin is a machokah between Abaye and Rava. Between Abaye and Rava. What's the status of bein halachayayim? Our Gemara only works out according to Abaye. Rava, who we paskin like, our Gemara wouldn't work out. According to Rava, what's the big deal? Just make a lechi and make a lechi on the two, in other words, that you have a lechi, it's built in to the askupa, and you can carry. The same, in other words, why should the Gemara move from lechi to korah? Whatever we're going to say by korah, we could say by lechi as well. Bein alechayayim should be mutter. And what did we gain by bringing in korah? We could have said that we're matir this with two lechis, you know, lechi here and a lechi here, and we have the bein alechayayim. Our Gemara is assuming the bein alechayayim is aser. So it could be that the Rambam didn't quote our Gemara simply because he's working with different assumptions. How does our Gemara work with Abaye? This is not Yalkagam, so that's what you saw in the Baal HaMor. The Baal HaMor says this is Yalkagam. There's a Lamed, and Lamed is Lechi, that we paskin like Abaye in the world of Lechi. This is not so simple, because the Lamed of Lechi generally is from Lechi Ha'omeid Me'elav. It refers to a Lechi that just happened to be there on its own, not that a person put it there. That's mm-hmm. Machlokes between Abaye v'Rava, whether that's good or not. But the Baal HaMor says that this is the same concept. That if you hold lechi ha'omei mi'elav works, it means that a lechi is matir, even opposite itself, not only from its corner. Anyway, that's the Baal HaMor wants to set this up. All of the Rishonim have to deal with this issue. Why is our Gemara going to Abaye if we don't pass like Abaye? But the Rambam, l'chora, couldn't get off the ground with our sukya. What we're going to start with next week is the Tosfos Dibur Hamaskil, just to complete this matter, Dibur Hamaskil Tov, the Tosfos, the middle Tosfos, Tosfos Dibur Hamaskil. Yes, I'm sorry. Yeah, Tosfos Dibur Hamaskil Toch, and then continue to the Tosfos Dibur Hamaskil Amar Rav Yehuda and the Tosfos Yeshanim that deal with what really is the difference between Lechi and Korah. So that those two we'll deal with. And then we'll go back to the first Tosfos, Afal Gav, where the first Tosfos points out that we said according to Rashi, the whole difference in the beginning of the sugya and Rabbi Yehuda's Teirutz is whether we're moving to a lechi or a korah. But they're both assuming we're dealing with askupas mavui. However, Tosfos points out that Rav Ashi says la'olam baskupas bayis askina, namely that the Tosfos seems to assume that the beginning we're talking about askupas bayis. What's the difference between askupas bayis and askupas mavui? That will move back to that first Tosfos. And right, that's firstly what things we haven't covered. Okay, and then we'll move over to the other Rishonim over here on the sugya, to the Miuchas Laran, and to the Tosfos Rid. In other words, the Shita Talaran, in terms of what exactly over here are the dimensions of this askupa, and in terms of the status of this askupa, Doraisa and Drabanan. Okay, so next time we'll start with Tosfos Toch Amar and Tosfos Yeshanim. And again, the background for this is the fact that we have Rava, a wild card, in the picture. That we've been assuming that there's a difference between a Korah and a lechi, that a lechi is only matir inwardly, and the korah can be matir even tachas hakorah. That's all the shita of Abaye. Rava holds bein halachayayim mutar. that just like you can carry under a kohar, you can carry between two lefties. So according to Rava, why did our Gemara have to move over from lechi to kohar? Why couldn't we have remained with the world of lechi and simply played with the world of lechi in a different manner? Okay, beseder. So we'll continue B'li Neder on Yom Rishon. I hope on Yom Rishon to complete, and then we'll just set a time for Chazara. Okay? Today at 12 o'clock, those who are interested, Reb Menachem's giving a Chavura here on Kaveret.